We actually have experienced a significant higher numbers than we had expected, especially in the past week. I mean, we're seeing higher numbers than we've been able to track in the past several years in Erie County. So these are, significantly high number of reported influenza cases, and that's only the tip of the iceberg of what we see in terms of surveillance. So we know that there is a great deal of influenza in our community, and So people should be cognizant of that and take the appropriate actions.
Is that alarming?
Yes, it is alarming. I mean, we know that we have a great deal of influenza in our community right now, and that's reflective of what we're seeing across the country. There is just a lot of flu in the United States right now, and unfortunately, it's in Erie County.
What do you think has changed? Because I'm looking at the graph, and it's just so high compared to the other couple of years. Did less people perhaps, I know it's really hard to tell, but did less people perhaps receive their flu vaccinations this year? And is it just a different strain?
Right. Well, it's in terms of, the number of people who have been immunized, we don't really have, good surveillance data on that. So, I can't really give, a database response for that question. But we do know there is some antigenic drift. And the strains of predominant strains of circulating influenza A virus right now, many of those, about half of those, are different than in the vaccine. So even people who have been immunized are susceptible to becoming ill with influenza. However, if you have been immunized and you do get exposed to an influenza strain that is different than what's in the vaccine, we do believe that your course of illness will be much more benign compared to someone who hasn't been immunized at all. So still, if people have not received an influenza vaccine, it's still important to go out there and get immunized. We don't know if we reached our peak yet, and we still anticipate a long season of influenza in our community. So it's not too late to get immunized. However, we do know that this strain of influenza that's circulating right now can be very serious and cause some serious health consequences. So people who have influenza-like illness, especially at the beginning of their illness, to contact their healthcare provider to ask if they're a candidate for an antiviral medication to treat influenza. And I know that there have been rumors that there is a shortage of Tamiflu in the United States, but that is not true in Erie County. We do have a good supply, and nationally there is no shortage. There might be sporadic local shortages at certain pharmacies that may not have been able to order enough to meet their demand, but throughout the county there is an adequate supply of Tamiflu. So pharmacies, if they're out, they can just call around and get a good supply from borrow from another pharmacy.
As a health commissioner, what have you heard from the local emergency rooms?
Right, that's a great question. Our emergency departments and hospitals are very, very busy. They're very, very full. So, if individuals are concerned about an influenza-like illness, if they're not severely ill, they should really call their healthcare provider or go to an urgent care center. An emergency department is really only a place for people who need emergent care. So if an individual is experiencing difficulty breathing or short of breath or is very, very dizzy or lightheadedness because of possible dehydration, then they should consider going to an urgent care center or perhaps an emergency department. But emergency departments are very, very busy. So individuals who go to seek care in an emergency department will probably end up waiting hours to be seen. And there are people with many different infectious diseases waiting in emergency department waiting rooms. So even though you might come in with influenza-like illness, you might walk out with another illness that you didn't walk in with. So it's probably better to stay out of the emergency department unless it's really an emergent health issue.
And do you know if the hospitals are stretched for room?
Right. I know all the emergency departments are very, very busy, but of course they will make beds for people that are ill. But I know that many of the emergency departments and hospitals are seeing and admitting patients with influenza-like illness, especially the elderly. So, our emergency departments are very, very busy right now. So if individuals want to seek healthcare attention for influenza-like illness, it's really best to go to your primary care provider or to an urgent care center.
How do we compare to other parts of the country right now? Are we higher?
Well, I think we're, comparable to the rest of New York State. I know, throughout the United States, we're seeing very high levels of influenza-like activity. So with surveillance, it's rather difficult to compare because we don't have a denominator and it's not, based on rates per population. But what I can tell you is that in Erie County is very similar to the rest of the United States of having very high levels of flu.
With students returning back to school next week, I'm sure you're a little bit concerned, but at least we have this kind of week right now before they head back to the classroom.
Right. I mean, we are anticipating, likely another surge of influenza-like illness when students return to school next week. But, now would be, a great time to talk to your kids about washing their hands and proper sneezing and coughing etiquette, and just, warning your children just to stay away from other people that are sick at school. And, again, washing your hands as much as possible is really important.